Something happened? Well, what I was going to tell you was that after a lot of deliberation, the Supreme Court has finally struck down Trump's tariffs. Trump legally does not have the ability to enact tariffs as a revenue-raising scheme. He can enact tariffs as part of a scheme to promote national security, but those tariffs tend to be very specific. They tend not to be like very broad sectoral or like nationwide tariffs, you know? So the Supreme Court finally ruled against him, and I was going to cover that. I was going to take a look at the videos. Trump has responded yes by announcing additional tariffs.
But now I'm going to go in a different direction, probably the direction that I should have gone the first time, but I read the language. I'm very good at reading language, and it read our way 100%. But now I'll go the way I could have gone originally, which is even stronger than our original choice. Therefore, effective immediately, all national security tariffs under Section 232 and existing Section 301 tariffs, they're existing, they're there, remain in place, fully in place, and in full force and effect. Today, I will sign an order to impose a 10% global tariff under Section 122 over and above our normal tariffs already being charged. And we're also initiating several Section 301 and other investigations to...
So is he raising tariffs Congress actually approved? No, he's just defying the Supreme Court. So I guess we finally arrived here. This is the point we finally arrived at. This is the big, this has always been the big line, right? And I've said this before, this is where Trump's authority gets really challenged. He can do whatever he wants, but you can't fuck with the money. The problem is that Trump is really, really, really personally committed to this. He really, really likes the tariffs. But he's fucking the money. The Supreme Court took a while to deliberate on this because, and I guarantee you, the conservatives on the court were aware of the fact that they basically had no choice but to smack down the tariffs, because the idea of the president having unilateral authority in the future to do this is incomprehensibly dangerous. Like, infinite, like, it's not just like because of authoritarianism. The Supreme Court is fine with authoritarianism, okay? It's that potentially you could just end the global economy on a whim. And the Supreme Court understands that it would be bad if they enabled that. So they delayed as much as they could because they wanted Trump to have his fun, you know, playing in the sandbox. And now they have finally ruled against him. And here we are. He has immediately, within a few hours, petulantly announced he will just be doing more. Either nothing ever happens or a lot of stuff is about to happen pretty quickly, would be my guess. That would be, it's kind of the two. It's either they let this float or this is the wall he runs up against, because he's fucking the money. He's molesting the money. He's taking the money to Little St. James and he's molesting it.
Protect our country from unfair trading practices of other countries and companies.
Jesus H. Christ. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So right now he's holding held a press conference as an emergency response to the Supreme Court ruling. We're kind of viewing this out of order right now.
Court decision on tariffs. Kristen, what are you hearing from the Trump administration about this?
Yeah, Pamela, we still have no official reaction from the White House or President Trump. We are waiting. I am told that they are meeting, discussing how they are going to respond. But we have learned more about what happened in the room when President Trump was with those governors and he learned of the Supreme Court decision. Apparently, the breakfast had been going well. They were working together. And then President Trump became enraged. He started ranting about the decision, not only calling it a disgrace, but started attacking the courts, at one point saying, "these effing courts," but using the actual language there. We know that President Trump does use expletives on quite often when he is enraged in particular. Now, this, of course, comes as this tariff policy, this could not be a bigger decision for President Trump. This could not be a bigger loss for President Trump. Not only is so much of his economic agenda based on these tariffs, so much of his foreign policy is based on these tariffs. He has used these tariffs as leverage in almost every meeting that he has had around the world. He has touted them as the most important part of the economic agenda. So clearly a huge loss. And
he's just too emotionally attached to them is the issue. So again, for people who don't know, the technical distinction is this: the president has the ability to enact tariffs or like limitations on the distribution of American goods like abroad in certain cases as it pertains to national security. A great example of this would be the president, well, the executive branch, has the ability to prevent companies from selling technology that is considered sensitive, top secret, or a national security priority. So a good example would be like if a tech company develops like a new super chip that's really, really, really good, maybe we don't want it sold to China. If, yeah, Boeing or another like aeronautics company starts building planes that are really, 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 really good, military or otherwise, we might not want that tech being sold abroad. Those decisions don't have to go through Congress because they're specifically related to national security, which is the purview of the president, right? However, tariffs enacted for the purpose of raising money or anything else, anything similar, any restriction on trade, those have to go through Congress. And the president and his staff have many times over indicated that the purpose of these tariffs is to raise money, that we could replace income tax, that we could that we're going to raise bigly money, that we're going to get a rebate check from them. The focus on money means it's basically impossible. And also the idea that like, oh, national security demands we tariff every country on the planet, it was never going to work. And they shot themselves in the foot 100,000 times over with this.
He recognizes that today. Pamela?
All right, Kristen Holmes, very good point. Live for us from the White House. Thanks so much.
Well, lots going on. I want to discuss what's going on.
Yeah, I want to take a look at the CNN video following the Supreme Court's decision. So before we know, Donald Trump responded with his press conference and doubling down on the additional tariffs.
This is one of the most significant cases that the justices have decided in recent years. Here, the Supreme Court ruling that President Trump's use of these emergency tariffs that he has implemented are illegal. It's the most significant economic case to reach the high court in years, sweeping implications for the economy and, of course, for presidential power. And at stake here are billions of dollars in revenue that have already been collected by the government. Pamela Wolf, the other significance here is that this is the first time that the 6-3 conservative court has ruled against President Trump in one of these major.
Well, wait, hold on. They ruled 9-0 against the illegal deportation. Okay, whatever.
Cases that have gone before the court since he returned to power in January. Now, we are still going through this case, but this is something we have been waiting for. The court said that it would take up this case on an expedited basis. So they're deciding, even though it's a significant case now, because, of course, this has enormous implications. So as we go through this opinion now,
what are they going to do with the money collected by the government from tariffs already? My understanding is that the ruling from the Supreme Court literally said it's going to be messy. Good luck. I'm not joking. They literally, like, the official, the consensus ruling from the court was like, this was all illegally obtained money, so we're not officially saying you have to do refunds, but whatever you're going to do, it's going to be messy. And yes, right now, a bunch of companies are suing the government for money. Keep in mind that the family business of Howard Lutnick has already bought up rights to the revenue from tariff refunds from a bunch of affected companies. So they stand to make billions of dollars off this. In other words, Trump wanted the tariffs, but Trump's money guy bet like hundreds of millions of dollars on the tariffs not working out long run so that he could make money. Just another, yet another sweep up of the wealth. Everything is gambling.
Team, another outstanding question is what now happens to all that revenue that had been collected? This is something it really wasn't clear from the arguments what they would say about that if they're going to lay out a plan. So we will continue to go through this. But this is an enormous decision and a rare loss for President Trump before this conservative court.
This is, Paula, a major slap at the president of the United States, who has made a major effort over these many, many months to impose all of these tariffs. And just to look at some of the background I have here, over these many months, the administration has collected $150 billion dollars in these tariffs. So what happens to that money?
Which is, mind you, again, not that much when compared to the amount of economic harm that it's done. If you think of all of the businesses that have closed, people who have lost their jobs and price hikes, it's actually like very little money, you know. It's basically it was economically ruinous on every level. There was no good like angle to it, you know.
The refund that money to the firms, to the people who paid for those tariffs.
That's one of the big questions that came up at arguments, and it's something that we're looking through now in this opinion. The top line is that these are illegal, that the president cannot rely on this 1977 emergency law to impose tariffs without authorization from Congress, because this question is really about the extent of presidential power. And we know in both his terms in office, President Trump has really worked at the edges of what has...
No, he's just broken the law. Again, I can't... Gonna lose my fucking mind. I lose more and more patience for it every time. He has not worked at the edges. He has just openly broken the law. It's just against the law. The court literally just said it's against the law. You don't have to do that. You don't have to pretend.
Largely been recognized as executive authority, but in these arguments back in November, they went on for
chief legal affairs correspondent. By the way, like this is, it's not just a random correspondent up here. This is like, oh, this is our law girl. What do you have to say about this person who keeps breaking the law? The Supreme Court literally just said in no uncertain terms he's breaking the law. He's worked at the edges of legality.
2.5 hours, it was clear that the justices were skeptical that President Trump could rely on this vague federal law to impose global tariffs. Now, they did appear to likely be willing to decide that these were illegal, but what is not clear, and we haven't gotten to this part of the opinion, is what happens to all that revenue that has mm-hmm. been collected by the government. And President Trump has said himself that this is, you know, this is a massive decision for him. So we're waiting for reaction both from the Justice Department that argued this on his behalf and also from the White House. But we're going to keep going through this, Wolf, to try to see if the justices laid out any plan for what happens to that revenue.
All right, Paula, stand by. I know you're going to be reading all these the opinions and everything. I want to get back to you, but I want to bring in our senior legal analyst, Ellie Honig, right now. Ellie, as I said, this is a huge setback for the president of the United States, and this has been a traditionally conservative Supreme Court, but they ruled that all of these tariffs that Trump has imposed over these many months are illegal. It's a big deal.
Well, Wolf, it's a monumental ruling, and the bottom line is that the tariffs Donald Trump announced back in April on Liberation Day are gone. They have been ruled illegal.
Well, no. Them having been ruled illegal is not the same as them being gone. And again, keep in mind, Trump has responded to the Supreme Court ruling by saying, like, he's just going to do more. Besant says alternative tariff plan will lead to, quote, virtually unchanged tariff revenue in 2026. So, yeah. Yes, it's the nuh-uh defense.
By this U.S. Supreme Court. An interesting array of justices here. In the majority, ruling that the tariffs are illegal is Chief Justice Roberts, Justice Gorsuch, and Justice Amy.
Conservatives are going to sue them so hard, Lamau. Yeah, and they'll be pressured to drop their cases in exchange for presidential favor, or the president will bully and harass the companies that don't drop their cases, or at the like best case scenario, the corporations get a big check from the government, our taxpayer dollars, and the people who were upcharged on the cost of the goods that they sold never see a dime.
Coney Barrett, three conservatives who teamed up with the three liberal justices, Sotomayor, Kagan, and Jackson, to rule these tariffs unconstitutional. The dissenters are Justices Thomas.
And prices stay high? Yep. Oh, no shot in the world any prices go down.
Alito and Kavanaugh. And the basis for the ruling is this. Congress, not the president, Congress typically holds the tariff power. Now, Congress passed this law back in 1977 called the International Economic Emergencies Act.
That's great. Yeah. No, we get it. Time has already moved on past the Supreme Court ruling, which at this point has been almost invalidated by the defiance of the president. So we'll see how that goes.